The DUP is picking up the pieces after the sudden resignation of its leader, Geoffrey Donaldson. He has been charged with sexual offences and is due to appear in court on the 24th of this month. The East Belfast MP, Gavin Robinson, is serving as interim leader, but under the party's rules, there has to be a leadership contest. Speaking in Dublin at the State Easter Rising commemoration, the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, said her main objective was to maintain the stability of the Stormont institutions. She was speaking to our reporter Colman O'Sullivan.
Well, my priority as First Minister is to provide that stability, to work with all the other party leaders, all those that form our executive. We're a four-party coalition, and I think now more than ever what we need to see is cohesion. I have, over the course of the last couple of days, spoken to all the other party leaders, including the new interim leader of the DUP, and it's really, really important now that we knuckle down into the deliverables, getting down to programme for government and doing the business of government.
Are there any plans for you to meet the party leaders in Stormont this week?
Well, I've spoken to everybody over the course of the last number of days, and we will remain engaged. Our collective priority now is around cohesion, it's around leadership, it's around working together, and it's around making politics work for today, tomorrow and into the future.
And that was Michelle O'Neill speaking yesterday in Dublin. For more, we can talk to political commentator Alex Kane. Alex, we're 3 days on from what was a genuine bolt from the blue. How has the DUP been reacting?
Morning. Well, of course, like everyone else in every other political party and in the media, this was a huge shock. There is, I think, no precedent for this in Northern Ireland politics. So there are no rule books. There are no ways the parties could just go, oh, here's the game plan for this sort of crisis. They don't have any of that. They've had to sort of make it up as they went along. But one thing does seem to be clearer today. It's not that the shock has gone away, but they have begun to see, right, what do we now need to do? Do we have a leadership election? Do we have by-elections? What, I mean, how? I think the priority, they've now realised they were already facing a difficult election because the DUP was divided. Even though Geoffrey Donaldson managed to get it through, there were clear and very senior opposition to him within the party. I think the party's main priority, and I think it's been accepted, having talked to people on both sides, it has been accepted that if they go into some sort of civil war right now, if they reopen the anti-deal, pro-deal fight again, It'll do huge damage, much more damage than has maybe been done by the Geoffrey Donaldson story. So I think after 72 hours, they haven't settled down. The calm is the wrong word to use, but they're facing some basic electoral reality because there is a general election, a UK general election. It could come as early as June or it'll be October. The DUP cannot afford to spend all of that time, you know, fighting and refighting old battles.
Because as you were saying there, the DUP was already likely to be facing a couple of pretty tough battles in that election.
It was, yes. There's no such thing. It's maybe the weirdest thing, and some of your audience won't fully grasp this, obviously, because they're not over the minutiae of it. But, you know, the days of the unionist majority has completely gone. There is no such thing now in Northern Ireland as a bankable, safe seat for unionism. Every single seat is under challenge. Sometimes it's from the national side, from the SDLP, Sinn Féin. Sometimes it's from the middle alliance. Sometimes it's just the fact that they're fighting each other. At this general election, as it stands now, there are some seats which could have three or four unionist candidates from different parties all fighting each other. That's where their problem comes from. They do not want to exacerbate that problem. And I think that the other thing they have to bear in mind, that while the Donaldson story shocked everybody, I think what would shock, particularly the DUP base even more and wider forms of unionism, I think they would be shocked if the DUP or elements of the DUP took this particular unprecedented moment and tried to turn it into another battle inside the party. I think a lot of people said, nobody expected this, nobody prepared for this, let's not exploit it. Let's not do ourselves even more damage than has probably already been done. Because the other key thing, well, they can make some calculations on seats. They can make some calculations on how to fight particular things. What they do not know, again, because they don't have the precedent, they don't know how their party base is going to take the Donaldson story. They don't know what... We know in some cases, if you look at other parts of the world, a big scandal like this, it affects the whole party. People see what a senior figure did and they associate that with the entire party. We don't know whether the voters will see this as, if you like, a Donaldson-only story, or whether it will have some sort of filtering impact over the next few weeks and months on the party itself. And again, they have to not leave any hostages to fortune if they can avoid it.
Rishi Sunak, we know, has been adamant that the Westminster elections won't take place until later in the year. So does that mean that there might be a by-election in Lagan Valley in Geoffrey Donaldson's seat?
Well, the rules are, of course, if he resigns, and this is only a personal instinct, this, I think he has to resign. I think it would be impossible for him to do his job as an MP now, not least because he's, for 30, 40 years, he has been one of the most visible unionist figures in Northern Ireland. For years, a hugely popular figure in Lagan Valley. I've been with him at times when he walked down his constituency street. It's like a coronation. People came up to chat. He knew everybody by sight. That's changed. It's going to be extraordinarily difficult for him to carry out that job. So I think he will stand down. I think he will ask to resign. You have to go through a process in Westminster to do so. It doesn't mean that a by-election has to be called. The government could say, well, we're looking at a general election in a matter of months so we could hold on for a while. But this is only just me. I'm very cynical, very pessimistic, as you probably know about these things. The government do have a card to play here. They could say to the DUP, you know, if you're going to mess this up, if you're going to risk the stability of the Assembly, if you're going to have some sort of internal fight which could again see the DUP withdraw and so on, if you do anything like that, we will insist on a by-election if Geoffrey Donaldson does stand down. And if there is a by-election in that case, that will become a massive intra-unionist battle between the Jim Allister, the TUV, the loyalist sections who oppose this deal, who want devolution gone, not just the deal, they want devolution gone. A by-election would force that battle into the open. The DUP wouldn't be able to hide from it. The sections of anti-deal unionism wouldn't be able to hide from it. But I think if the government got some sort of reassurance from the DUP, look, we are not, this is not going to be allowed to wreck the Assembly. This is not going to be allowed to bring it down. I think the government would then say, well, in the case that Mr. Donaldson does resign, we would be minded not to push for a by-election until however late. The election doesn't legally have to be called until next January, which is an extraordinarily long time to leave a seat without an MP. But we've seen many extraordinary things happen to keep the Northern Ireland process on the road. So I think the by-election looked like a huge problem on Friday. I think it's less of a problem. The two big things the DUP faced were falling apart over a new leader and falling apart over a by-election. I think both of those are in some ways manageable now. The only thing, as I said earlier, that is not manageable is how unionism and how the DUP base in particular, if they make a connection between Mr. Donaldson and the DUP could still have a massive problem, even if they manage to solve the leadership and by-election problems.
Alex, thank you very much for that analysis. Alex Kane there, political commentator in Belfast.